Hey, everybody, what's that? You picked Adrian Peterson second overall in your draft, and now your team's a mess? A, you're stupid for picking him that high, and B, he beats his kid with a stick, so you should play DraftKings instead. Then you could have picked him maybe in the first week or second week, but not this week. Oh, yeah, he is playing this week. God. Money. That's all people care about. Speaking of money, you can win millions at DraftKings. So go to comedyfoodsports.com, go to the DraftKings link, and use our promo code. You'll get a discount. I believe your first round will actually be free, and then you'll actually support the podcast at the same time. So go to comedyfoodsports.com, click on the DraftKings link. On the main page, it's on the bottom, and then if you're inside a post, it's just on the right side, right by the Amazon banner. And support the show by playing a little DraftKings, and you can win millions. One guy won, like, literally over $1 million, and I think he spent under 100 total to get to do it. So, yeah, you could do that. And, you know, don't beat your kids with a stick. Let's start the show.
Justice.
They have. They're just having
slightly more distorted this time. And the drummer caught it the second time, so we're back. Episode 66, Yasiel Puig. Nailed it.
No. Very nice.
You got to go Lemieux on that one, right?
Lemieux.
Puig is not a legend yet.
Lemieux's still a better current player than Puig is in the major leagues.
If he matures, he's going to be a beast, but he's just fucking...
Yeah.
He's already a beast. He's never going to mature.
Yeah,
he's going to be great.
He's going to be doing something stupid. He's like the Cuban Gronk. He's like Cuban Gronk.
It's a great comparison.
It's exactly what he is.
I don't have much of an argument on that one.
Yeah, he's a big fucking...
Except Gronk doesn't fuck up in the field.
That's true. Gronk,
he doesn't randomly throw the ball into the stands for no reason. You're strong, but you could just throw to the catcher next time.
He's like, no, I'm going to throw this shit to the box seats.
Kemp grilled him. Bad last night.
Yeah. Oh, totally. Yeah.
And deservingly so. Yeah. He should have easily got to third on that play. So everybody on Radio IO, this happened last September.
Easily last September.
It's amazing what he gets away with, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's
yeah.
the craziest
well,
thing.
That's
like,
what
no
happens
one, like,
when you're talented.
It's like Adrian Peterson and Ray Ray.
That's what happens. Yeah. That's what happens when you're aging.
Almighty dollar.
You're an aging running back who beats your girlfriend on a video. Yeah. You get released.
Exactly.
$60 million contract.
Yeah, they gave him a bad contract in the first place.
Well,
okay, my take on this now is that with the Adrian Peterson thing, right?
Yes.
Like, people were really upset about it after, like, they saw pictures, and it's like, can you imagine?
Not black people, though. black person in the
world.
We'll
get to that, I'm sure. Yeah. But then it was the same thing with the Ray Rice video. People heard about it and said, it's terrible. Then they actually saw the video, and they're like, that's so much worse. Yeah. So can you kind of, like... a little bit beat your family members?
Well, no. As long as no one sees it, then you're fine. Greg Hardy beat
the owner had to be like, oh, yeah, we should probably suspend him considering he's convicted already.
He was convicted of it. That's the thing that makes me the most mad is he was convicted of it. Ray Rice took a plea deal, which means he's not saying he did it or he's not saying he didn't do it.
But in the police report, he said he did.
But he told Goodell. He told Goodell what he did. Yeah. He went to the office, did all he had to do, and he got suspended for 2 games. Yeah. That's it. That should have been the end of it. But Goodell then wants to change it because the fucking video comes out that you know he had.
Best part is Goodell's letter to Ray Rice was like so corporate bullshit. Yeah. Like, we're firing you basically for no reason. This video does not dictate what you told us.
Which is bullshit.
Meanwhile, it's exactly what he told.
He went to the lawyer aspect of being Roger Douchebag Goodell. He's an asshole.
The problem is he's not a lawyer. Paul Tagliabue was.
Tagliabue was, yeah.
Goodell's a business guy. Goodell's made billions upon billions more money for the NFL than Tagliabue, but Tagliabue is awesome.
Yeah, but...
Ray Rice wouldn't be suspended for
He also took over the league that Tagliabue built, and that's why he's making more
money.
Well,
and he's more business savvy.
He's more business savvy. So,
but if Tagliabue was president, Ray Rice wouldn't be suspended till he was like 45.
What kind of business savvy?
We forgot. You're not going to the Hall of Fame now, Ray Rice.
Yeah.
There are going to be no players left by week 6. How is that business savvy?
Exactly.
Well, now it's biting him in the ass.
That's your problem. And the thing that I was watching last night, they said that the Radisson suspended their contract with the Vikings.
Yeah.
do you really want to back yourself into a corner where it's you as any corporation versus the NFL? It's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. You are not going to outlast the NFL. People mm-hmm. want to see their violence, and right. people don't give a fuck about the Radisson. Uh-huh. They'll be at a Hojo before they'll be at a Radisson if they can make it a game day. I'm sorry. Exactly. Radisson doesn't – no one
Hojo doesn't have cameras in the elevator. Exactly. I'm just saying.
And you can beat your wife. I understand that. You got your bush in one hand. You got to smack yeah. your wife in the other.
Yeah, like Fox News says, take the stairs.
Exactly. See, people not learn.
Like, sometimes you're like, are you guys making this shit up? Like, is there somebody like pulling the strings in the background going, say this. This would be hilarious if you said yeah. this.
It's just that it's always Fox News. They're like the Bad News Bears. Yeah. You really root for them not to fuck this one up.
Yeah. Elizabeth Hasselbeck is tying all the NFL stuff to ISIS.
That's awesome.
Or to Benghazi. Benghazi, maybe. I don't know. One of the two.
It's true.
But she's Fox News. So that was they were waiting for that. Bashir Assad. Sooner or later, you have.
Bashir Assad, he owns like six teams, doesn't he?
Well, yeah, I don't know. I know George W. owns George W. Airport is partially owned by George W. and partially owned by, I don't know, Osama bin Laden's brother. Sweet. Maybe. Just maybe. I don't know.
Yeah,
but it was
a big family.
There's a lot of people. There's a lot of people.
It's actually legit.
All right, my take on the AP thing is, seriously, all right.
Number one. I can't wait for this. Let me get settled in here.
Exactly. Settle in.
Definitely not lightning round worthy.
No. Well, no. The thing is, like, my parents are from Anniston, Alabama, which is wrong side of track for black people. Actually, you know what's funny? My uncle actually played against Charles Barkley. Charles Barkley grew up on the integrated side. And, you know, my uncle was on the other side. And we have stat lines where my uncle outplayed him.
Yeah.
But because he went to an all-black school, he wasn't recruited to Auburn like Barkley was because he was in integrated school. So you're talking about piss-poor Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
And the second I got down there, I can tell you the fucking year. It was in 1988. We were down there visiting my grandma. First time I went too far, she was like, go out in the yard and get a switch. My mom wasn't there. She went to the store.
By the way, I'd never heard the term switch before.
Exactly. No, swear to God.
Really? Never heard it before.
And that's the thing is that most people hadn't. Like, especially in the Northeast, you're not going to hear that.
I knew that. You know,
really? I didn't know what it was. And she was like, the tree. She was like, go get the stick from the tree. They're not talking about like a fucking branch where like Paul Bunyan's swinging it. You're talking about the smallest twig that's going to be easy for her to hit you with.
To whip. Do you guys like not read or like watch movies from before 1984 or something?
Well, I was 8 years old. I was 8 years old. That's why.
I never heard the term switch.
So, when I got the stick, it was too small. So she told me to get another one.
Yeah.
So she wrapped the other one around it, and she was about to hit me with it when my mom walked in. She was like, no, you're not. And my mom starts flipping out. Yeah. You're not going to do that to my child. You did that to us, blah, 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 blah. Now, on the same token, my mom let my dad beat us with belts.
Mm.
My grandma says because they couldn't afford leather belts, they would beat you with switches. They didn't have belts. They didn't have luxuries like that. That's just how it is.
Mm.
Adrian Peterson's a big, dumb, southern fucking Texas kid. His dad's a fucking jailbird. I'm guaranteeing you he beat him with switches, too.
Oh, just he did. He did. That's what his lawyer.
Make it right.
That was his lawyer's excuse why he beat the shit out of his kid. It happened to him as a kid.
Yeah, I'm saying it's not his right, but you don't get a fucking owner's manual with kids. And so just because you're an NFL player doesn't make you any smarter than anyone else. As a matter of fact, I think that voiceover that they did about him eating orange peanuts on that one NFL thing was really him talking. Like, that's how dumb he
eat orange peanuts.
Yeah, orange peanuts. Yeah, I love orange peanuts.
That shit's still hilarious. I can watch it all day long.
Damn people out, actually. But no, I'm not saying I condone it, but it's different than a Ray Rice thing. Like
it's definitely different.
Completely didn't understand. He's too dumb to understand what
I agree with that.
But you're talking about a 6'2", 225-pound jacked-ass dude with a stick. That's a scary thought.
I love how he felt bad about hitting him in the testicles. Like, that was the only thing he felt bad about. Oh, I hit him in it was text messages to his wife.
Because he got him with, his long fingernail, too. So it was really... No, I think my...
You're going down the racial rabbit hole. I didn't even know that. Right.
You don't have to laugh. That's fine.
Throw you under the bus. Like, again, Jay? Come on.
Don't do me that favor. No, that would nothing would hurt more. But this is kind of like, this is more like the Ferguson racism for the NFL, because it's like, this is such a racial divide. Yeah.
Well, no, and it's actually Southern.
It's Southern. I understand that too, but it's a lot of like, because it's both. It's like this Northeastern liberal, like paternalism.
Hoity-toity fucking, oh my God, you beat your kid with a stick?
Which is why it's like ISIS, because we think we can go into other people's areas and tell them what they should think and do.
Yeah, you know,
we do that here in America to ourselves.
We do.
Like, think about what it must feel like to be over there and have that be done to, you know, you and see bombs drop every day and all that. I mean, I'm not not about to get on a plane and surrender my passport. Is that the connection, though? What was the Fox News connection?
Oh, I don't even know. I just saw the title of the thing.
I was just about to say,
you're exactly. He's like, I see where it's at now. Yeah, I see exactly. This.
That's what it was. That's what she said.
Yeah,
verbatim.
Terrible. I think that, especially now that the Minnesota governor is calling for him to be suspended, you're like, dude, don't you have anything else to worry about? That's what kills me is that you now see how powerful the NFL is.
Because Jesse the Mind set him up so well.
Yeah, I will powerbomb the shit out of
you. How do you know I live on the coast?
You don't come out and say something, brother. It's just sad. I mean, if politicians are calling for football players, it's football. Like, yeah, they are.
For me, it's just like the best thing you can do for him is take the only thing he's good at away. And then just be like, there, you learn your fucking lesson, but nobody will because they want to make money.
Yeah,
but the best thing they did was suspend him. They should have just kept him suspended for one more game.
Well, the thing is he's not found guilty, which, again, is the problem with the NFL. They keep doing this to people. If you're not found guilty of something, how can you suspend me? Yeah, I mean, that's my thing.
I agree with the due process stuff. Yeah, but
he's going to, because with something like that, he's going to be clearly found guilty of something, or he's going to have to plead to something.
He's point blank admitting it already. You know, he's just like, I thought that was what you did.
But again, at the same token, it's not like he's saying, I beat the kid because I wanted to hurt him. He said, no, I just thought that's what you do with
kids.
That's
how you discipline a four-year-old.
This wouldn't be such a mess in 35. Baseball because the players' union is so much stronger.
Well, not only that.
NFL's got the worst.
No one cares about baseball anymore because it's all Cuban players and suburban white dudes, so it doesn't matter.
Coming up.
It is becoming soccer, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's becoming soccer Castillo's of coming America up for the because socks. We're not recruiting any kids from here anymore to play baseball.
Oh, no.
So, and I mean, no one wants to play because there's no money in it when you're fucking toiling in the minors.
It takes too long. Yeah, it's hard to dream big if you're playing baseball because it's like, oh, I might crack like double A.
Yeah, like triple A. It's like and make $25,000 and get a meal paid for. Like,
there's like one Mike Trout, one Clayton Kershaw, and everybody else. Yep.
And then, I mean, like, then you watch the fucking, like, the NBA, the kid who could be the 2015 pick of the first pick in the draft. Decides he's not going to college. He's going to China next year to play.
Nice.
Under Armour just gave him $15 million.
Good for him.
Mm. Fuck that shit. Yeah, I mean.
Good for him. Nobody watches the NBA.
No.
I mean, you think nobody watches the baseball. Yeah. Nobody watches
the NBA. NBA's even worse, But it's still the same thing. You know, there's still more money in any other sport than baseball. Like,
And all their contracts are guaranteed.
Yeah, I mean, you get paid more if you make it to the bigs, but unless you're Cuban or fucking.
And the NFL is the worst players union.
In
the four major sports, like not even a close call, and they have the worst contracts. But it's because they have a horrible player scene, and they allowed Goodell to have all the power. Yep. Like that was their call.
They gave it up because
such a horrible
CBA.
And then they're like, you know what? If you smoke pot twice, then you're suspended for the year. We're okay with that. That was the players' fault that happened. By the way,
well, that went back ages though. Was that how long did it take them to get free agency?
No. That was.
No, I'm talking about the players' union.
Oh, that
being
was
shit.
1990. Was when they because that was but, yeah, remember
seriously.
Reggie White was the first big free agent, and they made a big fucking deal about that.
Mm-hmm. And what was baseball like 73, 74, something around there?
Yeah,
so
yeah,
it took them like two more decades to finally get it
because
that's nuts.
Because they had the powerhouse teams that people were supporting the team, and I will give Tagliabue that he made it more about team than individual player because with free agency now you're chasing players instead of chasing teams.
We might have an entire decade where no team repeats as a Super Bowl champion.
Yeah.
Like we're on track and it doesn't look like anybody's
really
going to do
it.
Not after
what they did a couple days ago, they're not going to do it. So, I mean, it's possible and if the Patriots could cheat again, they could possibly do it, but
they've been suspiciously absent.
Who knew?
Suspiciously absent.
Who knew?
It's like 14-2 every year, but they suck. they need videos to get to the AFC Championship game every year.
Belichick is turning to Andy Reid since he stopped cheating. That's all. He's turning to Andy Reid in a fucking hoodie. That's all. Just can't get to the big games
with Special Olympic players on his team.
Yeah,
by the way.
That too. Well, Andy Reid
no talent on that team.
Andy Reid had the same thing. I mean,
Andy Reid
one year,
McNabb and
Thrash,
T.O. at one point.
Thrash and Pinkston.
Charles Johnson.
Receivers.
Don't front on Charles Johnson.
Yeah,
come on.
Right.
You guys take turns talking, or we're going to do lightning round.
I know. I was pretty good. I held off for a little while.
That's our punishment.
Right. Yeah.
I let Shelton stick up for Adrian Peterson.
I'm going to, man.
All right, we'll take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to do a little lightning round. We might have Gerard Carmichael call in. I don't know quite yet. Fresh off his huge HBO special. He's doing a one-night show next week, so we'll just plug it anyway, 9:24.
One night only special event, no passes, just like tickets only type deal. It'll probably sell out quick. He's kind of blowing up right now. Also, Michael Che. Did you hear that?
Yeah,
Saturday Night Live. Freaking, they brought him back. He's the Daily Show correspondent, and he's the Weekend Update anchor now. Blowing up.
Speak for him,
and he's like,
which is good, cause
not a typical
strong
guy for either one of those.
Nah.
Like, hat crooked. Like, not he's not like hood, but he's like hood enough where you'd be like, Weekend Update? Okay.
Yeah, but
that's your. But he's great. He's hilarious.
Weekend Update needs like a shot in the arm.
Yeah.
Cecily Strong was kind of.
Yeah. And he wrote for actually for Cecily specifically, like for like 3 years. So he was a writer for them. Anyway, so Gerard Carmichael, since I'm just looping in all black people that have had success lately, we might as well say Ron Funches. Good job out there, Ronnie. Now, Gerard Carmichael will be here next week. There's a chance we'll have a sandwiched in interview at some point here, and we'll take a break.
Paul Winfield.
Who? Paul Winfield?
Paul Winfield. He's my go-to.
I thought you were going with Michael Winslow.
Weird
but, you know,
black guy reference from the 80s. No?
Michael Winslow? Come on.
Well, everybody knows Michael Winslow. Not everybody knows Paul Winfield. That's a little too specific. I like it.
Yeah.
Do they know that Michael Winslow is still touring, doing his... anyway, he's still doing it if you want to go see him.
Oh, he totally is. Yeah, we should get him on.
Just check the second or third rated club in the area, and we'll be there. All right.
I have a few names I'm not going to say in case we get somebody through them. All right, so.
And we'll see you guys in a second or two once we play some illegally played songs. Good day.
And welcome back to the Comedy Food Sports Podcast. Very special guest on the line with us right now, Gerard Carmichael. He's got a new special coming out on the 4th of October. It takes place at the Comedy Store. I saw the previews. It looks really, really funny. I've seen him in Neighbors. Thanks. He's been all over the place. So I'm just going to introduce him because I'm a huge fan. Thanks for joining us, Gerard.
Oh, thank you. What are you talking about, man? Thanks for having me.
No problem. So for those who don't know about you, kind of give us the, you know, kind of the short version of how your career came about, how you get into comedy, stuff like that.
Yeah, I'll give you the shortest version so I don't bore everybody. From North Carolina, moved to L.A., started doing comedy, and then we're here now. We're here now.
Very cool.
That was really short, right?
I like it. That's perfect. It beats, like, I saw some old George Carlin video and decided to get into it or something like that.
yeah, exactly. Yeah, you want to hear that story of, like, and in that moment, I knew. It's like, all right, save it.
Exactly.
You know.
Exactly. Cool. So I want to talk about Neighbors first, I guess. How did that come about? Like, did you audition for that and everything, or how'd that work out?
Yeah, you know, I actually had a meeting with the Rogan's company. The meeting went really, really great, and it just so happened they were casting Neighbors at the time, and then I went in and did an audition with Mick Stola, and yeah, and there it is.
Very cool.
We got in the movie. It was fun. Did you like it?
Yeah, it was great. It was really funny. Now, did you was that your first like movie experience as far as being a part of it?
Yeah, absolutely. It was the first one, and it was such a great experience. I, you know, like just met some guys that were really close friends of mine now, and I asked them on set. I was like, "Is every movie like this?" And they're like, "No, no, of course not. This is a rare." So I got lucky. It was a really fun experience.
Oh, that's great. Very cool. So tell us about the Comedy Store taping. What made you pick the Comedy Store and all that stuff?
It's actually the first place I ever did stand-up. So the original room at the Comedy Store was just really important and really special to me. So you know, I just couldn't think of a better place to do it.
Very cool. Now, are you on like kind of a one night tour going on right now, or?
Yeah, we're bouncing around to different cities. It's you know, I'm really excited to just you know, get in there and just like talk to people and have some fun and riff. I think it'll be some fun shows. But just like one night doing you know, Philly, Boston, New York, and you know, just some other places is gonna be really fun.
Very cool, very cool. And did anybody do you kind of get a break with anybody big that like open up for him that kind of opened the door for you, or how did you kind of get to that next level?
That's a great James Lipton question right
there. Yeah. I got my index cards in front of me. So.
That was a great question. How do you go to that next level? Wish I had the answer. It was kind of me. It's kind of a combination of a lot of things. You know, you just you're working, and then you know Daniel Tosh brought me out on the road with him, and that was fun. You know, I bounced around with like Aziz. And have some fun on the road and like, but it really is just for the most part, you know, just working, you know, mm-hmm. in LA and New York, and you meet a lot of people and you know, just work on what you do. That's kind of what led to, you know, whatever's here.
Very cool. That's awesome. I'm really happy for all the success and everything. So Helium on September 24th, is it one show or two shows?
One show. I'm really excited because I've never done Helium before, and you know, I've heard like the most amazing things about that place.
Oh, it's such a great club. I got really spoiled when I started doing comedy because I was in Denver, so I did like the Comedy Works, and I moved to Atlanta. I did the Laughing Skull, and I was like really spoiled. And the Helium lives right up to them. It's an awesome club.
That's beautiful. Yeah, because Comedy Works is cool in the basement.
Oh yeah. Yeah,
really cool.
That was my first like time on stage. Basically, it was an open mic there. I got so spoiled, I could never, could never repeat that.
Yeah, it was just like, how am I going to top this?
Yeah, exactly. Cool. I know you got a lot going on, and I'll be sure to plug. I got your Twitter. Do you have a website or anything like that? Or
the Twitter. I got to set up this website. I never think about it. I always forget.
Yeah, it's all right. You got Twitter does most of it anyway for you, right?
Twitter's enough.
All right, cool. So we'll put the links up, and then it's September 24th, one night only, one show. You know, anybody that's listening out there, you know, we've never steered you wrong with any of the comedians in the past, so you know, definitely go check it out. I work just around the corner, so I'm gonna try to swing by and say hi at the very least.
You better be there.
All right.
You better be there.
I will. All right, man. I really appreciate it. We'll hopefully see you in a few days.
Of course, thank you so much for having me.
No problem. Thanks a lot, man.
Did he hear the switch or something? I didn't hear about that.
He's about to switch up to being Walmart rich.
Cause he got hit with a limo switch.
Yeah, yeah.
The body's not even cold yet.
Yeah, exactly.
He's not dead.
He's not. Yeah,
that's because
he was always dead. If you look into his eyes, he had a dead soul.
Oh, so after we did the show early last week, the Joan Rivers thing, lightning round. You were talking about how it wasn't too big of a surprise.
Yeah,
but it was just her doctor who fucked up, right?
Yeah, yeah.
The big story?
Yeah,
pretty much. Partially,
she's slightly high risk. 82 years old.
Well, I know. So yeah. I make that decision to say, you know what? While we're in there, let's like chop this out.
Because sounds good. She's 82 probably, and he's like, fuck it, 50-50 at this point.
Wasn't his best decision ever.
Yeah, I mean,
look at his choice after doing all that work at college and all those years of fucking residencies. Like, you know what I should do? I should cut people's faces up.
Yeah, well.
Anyway.
Always wondered how you chose a specialty like that.
You know, I actually know a guy, and I won't get too specific about how I know him, but he did it more for like on the medical side of things. Like somebody loses a thumb and you like move the pinky
on
over
the
there.
Side note,
the thumb's
how's
so
that
important.
Penile implant working for you?
Well, you know,
boom.
Let's just say I'm now 4.5. You could argue 5 if it's warm out.
He's going metric. It's
yeah, exactly.
Well, I just wonder, doctors in general, how do you decide which specialty to go into? You're a podiatrist,
a
proctologist.
I go with the shortest. Because, you know, like orthopedic surgeon, you're like 50 by the time you're an actual orthopedic surgeon.
Well, my friend, she's a podiatrist because she, in high school and college, she played volleyball, and she had all sorts of problems with her feet, and so...
Oh, pud, I thought, yeah, there you go, pediatrician.
No, podiatrist.
like Penn State.
Oh, yeah, if she can't keep her feet in shape, well, how is she?
Well,
like,
that's why she went to school for it. Why she went to school for it now. Yeah. So now she, I guess now she has amazing feet.
She just threatens people with her horrible feet. You want it to look like this?
You want to look like this? I got hammered to like a motherfucker. But she
pay out the ass for these insoles.
She also graduated from the Naval Academy. So her
midshipman.
She wants to create the first ergonomically correct combat boot. Now, that being said, we all have our dreams.
Yeah.
It's and, pretty specific
it's
one.
Very specific. Yeah. That's what I said to her.
She's going to sell it to what's Dick Cheney's company? Blackwater? Halliburton. Yeah, Blackwater. Halliburton. It's all the same.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it depends which. Is it the parent company or the sub company? It depends which one you're talking about. Yeah.
U.S. government.
Exactly. Monsanto. Too.
Is that everything now?
GMOs.
Actually, Monsanto, actually, another thing from my parents' city. They put so many, was it PBCs in the ground in Anniston, Alabama, that's going to take 30 years if you took all life out of there, all human beings, it would take 30 years for the environment to self-correct it.
Really?
Yep.
Nice.
It's so saturated with PVCs. But again, it was a poor black area, so.
Of course. What better place to set up GMO friggin' based foods?
And then they beat
you know, in Vermont.
And then they had supersized switches to beat them with.
So. Exactly. Oh, God, I couldn't even spit it out. I went into Madea voice and I couldn't spit it out.
Neither can Tyler
Perry. Are we recording, by the way?
Yeah, of course back? We are.
Okay.
We've been back.
How do I know we were back?
This has been incredible.
I just saw you playing around with some knobs. That's what she said.
That's what she said.
Bring on the knobs.
Yeah. So we doing. Hit it.
Lightning round.
Punishment. Yes.
All right, lightning round.
Punishment.
Let me get the list down. Okay, so. All
right.
Did you get the latest one? Don't go in order. It's too easy.
All right. Okay, yeah. Okay, is the NFL too centered on attracting female fans, Patrick?
Yes. Oh, my God. I don't even have an answer for that one. That was the most confusing one on the list. I was like, I get what you're saying, I don't know if I really have a response to that. Because they don't like Ray Rice beating the shit out of his wife and her girlfriend in an elevator.
Okay, that's why I asked you and not Shelton. Shelton, give the real answer.
My thought is, they're bitching up the league. Number one, it's all about how the fuck do you have Breast Cancer Awareness Month in an all-male league, number one.
Okay, that's
number
a good two, point.
Bad Players Union, go on.
Yeah, exactly. Number two, like pink jerseys of dudes who never play in pink jerseys.
Bad Players Union, go on.
Of course. You're right. But again,
there's a theme going on.
The NFL is putting these ideas out there. They're accepting it.
And those pink jerseys makes everybody just look like they're in Arena League, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Thank you. Absolutely. Like they're all Kurt Warner fans, like before he made it big.
I was going to go with Tony Graziano, but you know, whatever. No big deal.
He's going with soul.
The Columbus Lightning Bolts.
They're bitching it up to, I mean, and again, even with the Ray Rice thing, I understand that he was completely wrong in this. But and, I got to preface that one. But
is there like is there a buzzer?
the women's organization come out and like have any kind of stance on it.
You have no respect for the lightning round.
No,
Kaepernick has called for a foul language penalty. Patrick.
Drop the N-bomb, I'm calling it. Although, I don't know.
Is that confirmed?
Yeah, it has to be.
Yeah, that's what everybody's leaning towards. He won't admit to anything, but apparently the league's looking into it, and that this sounds like it's pretty doable for them to figure out what he did.
What else?
Yeah. It's the F-bomb, the F-A-G-G-O-T-bomb.
Nah, it's the N-bomb. It's N-bomb it because... You're talking about the dude.
Did you have to think about it for a second?
No, I'm just saying it's like alphabetizing things. We're going to eventually run out of letters to use, so it's going to have to be the F-A bomb.
There you go.
And you keep expanding it out until you have too many.
F-U-F,
like,
I can guarantee because the dude grabbed him, like pat him on his shoulder, so I guarantee you it was something in bomb. But that's it. And the thing is, it's... casual conversation in the locker room, but good day.
I'm all pro N-bomb on the field, by the way.
I'm all for it. If it's in your vernacular, but if it's like fucking If Kramer,
Kobe Bryant's yelling at the guy in the front row calling him a faggot, that's a different story.
Well, hold
on. That's shitty.
I'm okay with that, too.
I'm actually okay with that, too, but still.
Is that like being pro-choice, meaning you're not pro-abortion? Like, are you, like, fully in support of people, like, using the N-bomb in the field? Like, yeah, it's not a football game unless it's, like, out there.
Oh, no. Nah. It doesn't have to be, but I don't care if people use it.
Mandatory abortion.
Like, exactly. Right. Yeah, for everybody.
93,
pro-choice, I don't want that choice. But.
93% black league or whatever the stats are. Like, I'm pretty sure it's okay if two guys from, as Shelton would say, Lower Alabama,
yeah, exactly. Come
screaming at each other.
That's my point.
That,
it's not even like
PVC piping in the ground and shit.
Yeah, you're not. Yeah. It's not like you're bringing in guys who are fucking Harvard educated right. dudes. These are all dudes who come from fucking Miami 305 is all they say. Or
305. Oh, you know, I know the symbol.
Whatever high school DC. You're like, okay, yeah he's dropping.
I challenge that to the game.
It's lightning round.
That's right.
Shelton, Robin Thicke.
Robin Thicke is an asshole. Very point blank. Yes, he stole the song.
I'm pretty shocked that he didn't write the song.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't mean to chime in, but
this
you know,
is what
like,
my point is.
Did that surprise anyone?
Yeah, like this is the thing. If you ever heard his first goddamn album, it was terrible.
I didn't even know he had a first one.
Oh God, I have to bring it to you.
I read that too, and he said, "Well, I wrote all the music on my first six albums, and it didn't go anywhere." I'm like, six albums?
Yeah, exactly. Wow. And then he's like, "I was kind of jealous." Then he's like, I'm hopped up on Vicodin and drunk, so I don't know what. Okay, so you're an asshole all around. You clearly didn't watch fucking Growing Pains because your dad had some gems to grow up with, and apparently you're an asshole. So
he had hits. I bet you more people in the world know the Different Strokes theme than know that stupid blurred line song.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Just wonder.
Is that? Yeah, I mean, he's an asshole. It is what it is. He stole the song. He should just admit it. Give up the money. I mean, he's not going to lose.
I think Pharrell should be in trouble somehow.
They both.
I didn't even know he was involved with the song, but
yeah,
now that I do,
of course,
I think he should be in trouble.
He's in trouble too, but I mean, if they're smart, give up like 40% of the profit and walk the fuck away. I mean, it's not like he didn't make more money off of Happy anyway.
Right. Or he could just. What was his excuse? Why did he have to even say it in court? Wasn't it something totally unrelated?
They were stealing, apparently, was it a Marvin Gaye song?
Marvin Gaye, but they preemptively sued to say that they didn't steal the song.
Nice.
So they went and said, hey, we didn't steal the song. We're going to sue you so you can't say we did.
They Coldplayed him.
Yeah.
Coldplay Satriani, except Satriani won that one.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Well, that was so obvious, that one. Wow.
Yeah, oh, my God. It was like, are you serious? Yeah, yeah.
Because you load those YouTube videos and you're like, okay, I can kind of see that. But that was note for note. Like,
yeah,
it wasn't even the phrasing was the same. Right, crazy.
Exactly.
If you listen to the Marvin Gaye song,
is it
the match? Yeah, it's
yeah.
You might have one. It might be like the Vanilla Ice argument. No, it goes din 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 din
ding.
But an orange goes din 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 din. It's not the same thing. That's about as close as the argument is.
Hold up, I gotta go trim my eyebrows.
He's not
racing stripes in his eyebrows.
He's like doing the Amish show.
Yeah, yeah.
Ice.
It's lightning round. There's a Friends themed coffee shop. Opening in Manhattan, Shelton.
Thank God. I didn't even know that one existed.
What?
They can't hear the stairs.
Yeah, well, that, can they hear the fucking crickets?
We need to be back here at the screen house.
We need a video for that one, because the fuck would I know? I don't care. The fuck if I care.
Feel like it says anything in particular about America?
Is it called Perk?
Yeah,
something Perk?
Central Perk, yeah. Of
Central
course.
Perk, is it really called?
Yes, it is.
Oh, there's gross. Actually one down in Newark, Delaware anyway.
Do a bunch of people go there that can never afford to live where they live? Work at like an apartment store in some aisle.
She plays the guitar in there or some shit like that.
Yeah. She loses her voice at some point, has a raspy voice, and everybody loves it. I've never seen the show. I don't know what you're talking about.
Quick, behind you. Kanye yells at two people in wheelchairs for not standing up and dancing, Shelton.
Why are we even paying this asshole anymore? Like, seriously. Who the fuck is paying?
I love his response. He was like, no, they're good.
Yeah.
Like, afterwards, it's like, no, they're good. apology or anything. Like, they're in a wheelchair. They're good.
Yeah, he sent the security guard to check to make sure they were in a wheelchair. At that point, I'm walking out and I'm like, give me my money back.
Like
I don't
a big Lebowski when he tossed them out of the wheelchair.
Yeah.
At the fucking end of the movie.
Get up. I know you're faking it.
I've seen enough dribbles in my day.
It's fucking ridiculous. No, why are we even paying him anymore? You married a whore. You're an idiot. I hope your daughter doesn't grow up and know who the fuck you both are. That's it. That's all I can hope for.
All she's going to know is thanks for the awesome name.
Yeah.
Northwest.
Yeah, exactly. Like she's going to look at them by like six and be like, really? This is what you guys did? Yeah, no. You fucking assholes.
This is why you're famous, for me?
Yeah.
Light is like, you. Black cock with an elbow on it.
Patrick, Clayton like, Kershaw, worst pitcher of our generation.
Definitely. Okay. Yes. Biggest personality, worst pitcher.
Greatest agent.
He really is a bore.
He's really just Roy Halladay, like part two, except he's a better pitcher. But like, Verlander, same.
Verlander's pretty boring, except for the fact he's better.
Yeah, that's still the best. Fucking, I talked about it last time. The best Photoshop job. Of,
yeah, you have he's to find that and send it to me. It sounds amazing.
But. Yeah, yeah.
But he's making Kate Upton, so.
Yeah. Bravo, and Kershaw is all things. And he was the MVP, by the way. Verlander.
Kershaw will be this
That's
year.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, he'll do the same thing. Yeah. But yeah, his whole thing is just leave me alone. It's not even anything interesting like Verlander. Yeah. Like he's got this whole like.
Yeah, he's Halladay. Halladay was the same way. You're just like, why aren't you cooler? Like you throw you're such an awesome pitcher. Like why can't you just be cool? Cliff Lee is the same way. Like,
Cliff Lee was very boring. But I mean, yeah. You're a pitcher. It's like stereotypically it'd be like the putter in football. You know, like. You're not exactly the greatest athlete, but you have one talent that you're very good at.
David Wells throws a perfect game. He's half drunk. He's fat. Although that's the latest thing is like he totally lied about being hungover and getting drunk the night before. He's
that's a great story. Why blow it? It's
like he probably got drunk like in our terms. Like he got drunk, but like his terms, he was probably just like, I had like 17 beers at lunch.
Yeah, exactly.
But, you know, besides that.
I had a working lunch.
Yeah. lightning round.
All right, back to normalcy.
Yes.
All right. We're back. Okay. So what do you guys feel like talking about?
We don't need to.
Yeah.
Lightning round's over?
It's enough lightning
round. Are we coming back to it?
The storm has ended.
Everything else is boring. We had 50 items on the list. They can't all be gems.
Didn't we miss the Penn State one? Pede State? Oh, you had a story about one of them. Well, I don't know if it was Kanye or the Pede State Rutgers thing.
I was hoping
thing.
That they would actually make Adam Taliaferro and the other kid fight at the coin toss. The dude from Rutgers who's paralyzed. I told him.
Kanye was like, "Get up when you're doing
get
the
up.
coin.
Get up and throw the coin, you pussy."
that was a great tweet. We missed that one. There's still hope.
Gold, Jerry, gold.
Too inside of a reference.
Sleep with the switch.
Get a bunch of retweets from friggin' ridiculous Rutgers fans.
Oh, we got to talk about Apple like foisting U2 on everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
and apparently it's like a really shitty album. Like,
well,
why would you do it?
Why wouldn't you sell it if it were good?
Exactly. And that's the same thing with Jay-Z's album.
That was awful. That shit was like, great
not?
Beats, but you know, typical like I'm gonna half steal lyrics and just kind of like quasi rap.
Reuse the lyrics I used from 2002.
Yeah.
Why not though? I mean, you just got paid by Samsung to have 1 million downloads.
Oh yeah.
You're good. No matter what, you're fine. If no one else downloads the album, you're doing okay.
Again, how did Samsung become the company?
Because
it's so weird. Japanese, like they weren't doing
Steve Jobs died. That's what happens.
But of everything else, like you know, we always like you know shit on you about BlackBerry, obviously. But they had such like a head start on Samsung. Like they, I guess they were making phones, but
and
it was not
Chinese,
they never did anything
Japanese,
to
Japanese,
Korean.
Japanese.
Come on, whatever.
yeah, Korean too. Yeah,
Chinese. Yeah.
So the only one who got that right.
Yeah. What can I say? I don't know much outside of our borders. I'm centralized. But yeah, no, I mean, they're number one, the iPhone 6 is now the S5, which I still fucking
hate.
And
then they're just going to keep trading with each other.
Yeah.
It's all
the same back and forth.
This is the S4 right here, this one I have.
Yeah, I can't stand it.
They're all the same.
BlackBerry needs to make a comeback.
BlackBerry sucks.
Shut your face.
It's like, Jesus.
Why can't people
do you guys even have an app,
you know,
like
what?
At all? Like, is there? Like,
there were apps, and they had a wonderful game.
Brick Breaker does not count as an app.
Brick Breaker was the best game ever, by the way. Everyone still loves Brick Breaker.
By the way, did you hear the depressing, since Minecraft was on that list, did you hear his depressing, like, I hate myself for what I've become, the CEO of Minecraft?
Oh, really?
He's just kind of like, I hate the fact that I have to answer to all these people and have this kind of responsibility.
You got $2.5
I don't want to talk to you.
Shut the fuck up.
Well, that's his point, is he's like, I just want to get rid of this. Like, I want to be as not involved as possible. Like, I want to start something else. He's like, I tried to make side projects and I never could because I had to like I had this big responsibility and people were obsessed with my game.
People are obsessed.
He's like, all I want to do is just like make more games and I can't. It's just,
well, that was always. I mean, it kind of trickled out. It was a beta and like millions of people were playing it then, right?
Oh, really? I didn't even know. When I saw it, I was like, is that the game that for Minesweeper?
Yeah,
that's the first thing that popped into my head.
Yeah,
I was like,
it
seems like a lot of money for that game.
My thing is, Minesweeper was a weird game, dude. That was a weird fucking game.
So he's like, really? Does that make sense? I don't know.
It was on every computer where you got it.
Yeah.
Minesweeper and the other one, Mahjong, whatever. I still can't figure out.
Yeah, those are the solitaire, obviously. Yeah,
yeah, solitaire. Mm-hmm. My thing is, with Minecraft, or any of these fucking billionaires, I'd never want to become corporate. Okay, well, then give all of your money away. And then go do your
Doesn't. He wants the money.
I know he doesn't care
about the money. He just doesn't want to like have to like go to like fucking board meetings and shit like that, which I don't even blame him. I mean, he's a programmer. He's like, I'm a nerdy programmer, and I'm in my 30s.
Again, with $2.5 billion
he's done.
Kind of responsibility. I mean, he's done. Walk away if you want. Yeah.
But he sold it. That's why. I mean, he's like very happy to be done with it.
Exactly.
Like, I actually give him credit for coming out and being like, I fucking good luck with the game from here on out because Microsoft owns it and I have nothing to do with it. Like,
I wish I could create a game like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm playing that stupid Clash of Clans game on my phone.
Wow. All
right, so let's brainstorm then. Okay, what kind of game are you going to make?
Ah, fuck.
Combination of Clash of Titans and Clash of... Clash of... what are you playing?
I don't play Clash of Titans. Clash
one?
Of Clans.
What's Bejeweled? What's the other one you play?
No, I don't play Bejeweled. I play...
Bejeweled Clash.
Candy Crush.
Candy Clash.
Clash of the Candy Crush.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to...
Candy Clash. We'll go Candy Clash.
I don't feel like you're breaking any new ground here.
No, we're not.
I'm just picking the two games that he
but
plays.
Neither was Candy Crush. Candy Crush is really just Bejeweled with candy and a deeper voice going, oh, yeah, that's it, baby. Like, it was crazy shit like that. Clash of Clans is it's just a fucking game.
Am I the weird one, or is it like really strange to like play games with the sound up?
I feel like
that's the most embarrassing part of playing games. Like, you could be walking around doing your shit or like sitting.
Oh,
on the couch
for me,
like,
the only time I hear it is when I have headphones
on.
It's
got to be when it's socially acceptable, like when you're on the toilet, that kind of shit. But other than that,
exactly.
I like to do it when I'm in a public toilet. Fucking, what are you doing over there, man?
Yeah,
don't worry about it.
At my work, I get pissed when like the Wi-Fi signal starts to die and I'm on the shitter. I'm kind of like, nah, you got to have like a freaking hotspot right above this. Come on. Like, where else are people? Check the usage statistics, sir.
How disgusting smartphones must really be.
Oh, yeah. Jay talked about his invention to put it under. The problem is you can't let it sit for an hour. Nobody lets it sit for an hour.
Well, to charge. You do it overnight.
Well, yeah. But then you've already put it up to your face like 12 times.
Yeah. You got shit on your cheek already. Yeah.
It's better than what you're doing now is all I'm saying.
I agree with that.
You're doing now, which
it's
is
the nastiest
nothing.
Thing in the world. Yeah, it's so gross because I'm like, people shit and then they put it on the sink, wash their hands, and then
put it right back up again. Go straight in my pocket.
Oh, it's even worse.
Because you're shitting. You got your pocket right here. Boom. Drop it in. On the sink. Yeah, sink's worse, man. Sink's,
really? Yeah. At that point?
But it never touches the toilet. My hands never touch the toilet. I do everything with my feet.
Yeah.
Drop the toilet down with my foot. Kick the flush with my foot.
Still
no touching hands.
You wiped your ass.
Elbow
though.
My way out.
You still...
I never wipe my ass.
I have dingleberries in it right this second.
There's a good,
he's a busy man.
That's part of our sizzle reel at the beginning now. I never wipe my ass.
And
36.
Bobby Kelly has his latest thing is Vine videos of him using his bidet that he just got. And he's just like, oh. And he's like, you guys have no idea what you're missing. I think we're good. Should we wrap it up? What are we doing for time? Who's that?
They say bidets are awesome. But
yeah,
I can't.
They're very logical too, from what everybody says. Like, just from a standpoint of like your ass, like would prefer water as opposed to getting rubbed with, especially at work when it's fucking 3 cent. Toilet paper rolls.
Oh God! And your finger goes through, and then you touch your smartphone. See, disgusting.
There you go.
Nastiness.
Didn't know we were going there.
No,
might as well end on some poop jokes. What's our time?
We're looking at like 40 minutes. So if we do 40
minutes,
call, that's gonna like get us there.
All right,
but
that's
where is there?
Slow love making session for me, baby.
Awesome. All right, cool. 40 minutes.
41.
That's 41 minutes.
We're 41 now.
40 minutes of snuggling, 1 minute of sex.
Right. Boom. Foreplay. It's foreplay.
It's
I can't
a long
out,
1 minute,
can't
though.
Can't figure out how to get her belt undone.
Her leather belt.
Her
she's
leather
doing
belt.
Okay for
I don't
herself.
Know. Yeah. If it was made of trees, I'd be fine. I could take that shit off.
Before quickly. We go upstairs, go get a switch.
Go get a switch. Exactly. Put it around your waist. I'm going to show you some freaky.
Oh, you got leather. I see.
Yeah.
High roller,
oh,
bitch.
Fancy.
Huh?
Fancy.
All right, we'll end it at that. any predictions for this weekend in football?
I don't even know who plays who this weekend. Actually, I'm looking.
Falcons play the Buccaneers in Atlanta on Thursday night. That should be a good game, right?
Because the Buccaneers are going to go 0-16, and they'll lose by game by a total of 40 points.
Why aren't they putting? Can't
they lost to St. Louis.
They always lose by like 2 points. It's terrible.
They're not putting Glennon in yet at all. I don't know why.
Yeah, Glennon's better than McCown.
There's nothing wrong with Mike Glennon. I was wondering that. No. It's like you bring your guy in with you.
The only logic I can think of is that they know Glennon's the future. This is a brand new system for him. They're going to let him sit and learn it because they saw what he could do last year.
Oh, yeah, let the 36-year-old play.
Yeah, you don't want to fuck him up because they don't have the line for him right now. So McNown's already – he's only got maybe one more year left. Mm-hmm. You weren't going to win this year anyway, so –
waiting my turn. I think they don't believe in Glenn, and they don't think he's the future, and that's why they're going to wait till next year and get Mariota or somebody like that and say, to the curb, both of you.
I think Lovie Smith came in and thought he was like Chris Sims.
Yeah.
What's
yeah.
that? Wait, who? What? Chris Sims reference? Whatever.
He thought he was like Chris Sims. Like he'll come out. He'll give you a good year.
Busted his spleen open.
Right. Oh, yeah,
that was such a painful thing to watch. Now he'd be fine, probably, because he tackled somebody. Yeah. Whoever hit him. Flag football, it's coming.
I think Mariota's going to be a bust, too.
I do, too.
I think he's going to be like RG3.
Winston's going to suck balls, too. He's going to be awful in the NFL.
See, I think Winston's going to be average at best.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not gonna be,
I consider sucking balls.
Well, yeah. Manziel is going to be.
That's average?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. In the NFL, it's
an average night.
Average is sucking balls.
Now, here's a better question. RG3, is he going to be the first one and not the first big name quarterback drafted to not get his big contract?
Oh yeah, definitely.
He's not going to give it. Yeah, there's no way you can put the money on.
He got his big sponsorship contract. Though,
yeah,
so he's
did
good.
Get his money off that. But I mean, you can't pay him the money that Andrew Luck's going to get paid, or any of those other guys in year three, and think that he's going to be around. He might have two more years left. Thank Shanahan for that shit.
Yeah,
seriously.
I mean, your legs are never going to be the same. You're done.
And I was never a believer anyway, but yeah,
I wasn't a believer.
He's got 100%. A great arm, great athlete, but
yeah, he's a great athlete. I wasn't 100% believer. He would have done better, though, had Shanahan thrown him back in there.
Shanahan never wanted him in the first place. Yeah, that's the problem. Shanahan's a Nazi of a coach,
Shanahan
man.
He's
just
him.
Like
a... He didn't want what's his name?
McNabb.
Jake the Snake?
Well, Jake the Snake. Well, that was a smart move, I still think. Cutler was the better choice to put in for Plummer that year. But Plummer is starting to fall apart. Anyway, we're just rambling on about football. Jake Plummer, you get that reference.
You were asking
for
predictions. Do you think the Eagles are going to run the table now?
No.
They accidentally beat the Jaguars.
They're going to get steamrolled by San Francisco and Seahawks. The Seahawks are either going to come out playing pissed from here on out and go 15-1, or they're going to drop three more games that they shouldn't.
I didn't hear most of that. Is it the look in your face, Patrick, of like almost believing that I was like saying that seriously?
Yeah.
It was just like, oh, man.
Yeah.
No, they're fucking terrible.
They'll win the division because it's the worst division in the history of football. The Bucks could win that division.
Yeah. Fucking Raiders.
The Giants are the worst team ever
in the
history
of
football.
Terrible, dude. The Raiders could win that division, I think.
They could. They definitely could. That's like a legitimate statement, I think.
Because they actually have the receivers to burn. Those cornerbacks for the Eagles are fucking terrible.
Yeah.
The cornerbacks and the receivers are terrible. Yep. No one on the team can catch the ball except for LeSean McCoy.
He had a great offensive line, two great running backs, and a solid quarterback. And that's it. Like, you're missing. You have all that, and you can't have fucking good wide receivers. I got an idea. Let's let DeSean Jackson go. Like, he can't. Yeah. He can't. He's slow. He can't do anything. He's not a game changer.
We have one of the best downfield throwers in the league. But we're going to let go of the guy who can actually get downfield.
Yeah.
And we're going to take Jeremy Maclin, who's been injured every fucking season.
Yeah.
And Riley
and
Cooper.
And is below average at best. Riley Cooper, who's third-round pick, who drops the N-bomb at country concerts.
It's a country concert. It's expensive.
But I already said I endorse people dropping the N-bomb on the – but that's on the field. That's different. On the
he's
field.
He's not dropping
it's
on the field.
Field.
He's not dropping on the field.
He's definitely not dropping anything.
He's definitely not dropping on the field. That would not go the same way.
I love DeSean Jackson's first touchdown that year right after Riley Cooper dropped the N-bomb. And Riley came over to give him like a high five, and DeSean just darted off the other way. getting a high five from me. Crackle. All right. We'll wrap things up. I got to get home. My kids are probably screaming at this point.
Nice.
I'm doing some sleep training this week. It's good times.
Prostitute.
All right. Good times. We'll see you next week. Chip Chandler's going to be on the show. It's going to be awesome.
Nice.
Yeah. America's funniest video.
In the flesh, right?
Philly's funniest. Yeah, he's going to be
here with us.
Very funny guy.
So are we going weekly now, or should we tell people we're going weekly?
Somewhat weekly.
All right.
Yeah.
Whatever works.
Mostly weekly. I'm not married to it, but I'm kind of like, no, let's do it as much as possible. That is true. That is true.
Because
men
course,
can only marry women. I don't know if you knew that. It's the law.
Of course, you also, you said, let's do it as much as possible. I'm sure that's what you say your wife also is.
Yes.
No? All right, Adam and Steve, are we done?
Adam and Steve? Wait, what?
No, that but it's Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, all right.
I thought that was like a universal thing that people knew about, but.
Oh yeah, no, I got it. I got it, but I thought the gay reference.
By the way, they had a Nigerian priest who is now preaching that. I saw that on YouTube that this dude is preaching that in Nigeria because that's why it's illegal over there. And I'm like, there's no way a Nigerian priest didn't get that from like some kind of weird American who went over there and just said, "Fuck it, we're gonna make sure gays don't come to Africa." There's no way. No way.
And we're going to smash the clits of women.
Well, let's do that.
Throw that in there.
I mean, I do that whenever I'm with a woman. Boom. You know what I'm talking about.
All right. No? We're going to end this now before we lose everybody. So much for our clean tape. Thought this was going to be it.
Did we curse this break?
No.
We didn't curse. Just me constantly. Smashing, just me smashing clits.
All right. We'll see you next week with Chip Chandry. Hopefully he doesn't listen to this one because he's a teacher when he's not doing comedy. And he probably will question his career choices.
So is my fiance
coming in here. I say good day.
Another stadium.